Victory is the pursuit. Atlanta is the destination. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, the Packers offense has a golden opportunity here against the Atlanta Falcons to continue to build upon this momentum and really establish an identity for themselves. Now, certainly they had to do things a little bit more unorthodox on how they operated with their offense against Chicago, but there's elements there that you can succeed with, and I think going up against Atlanta, 31st in the league right now in yards allowed, 27th in points allowed, this is a chance for Aaron Rodgers and this offense to get back and continue on this track that they've been.
All right, for sure. And I say what's at stake is the positioning in the NFC North. A lot of different ways this weekend could go. The Packers could find themselves tied for first if they get a victory and if the Vikings lose in Chicago on Monday night, or if the Packers lose and the Lions win their fourth straight, Green Bay is suddenly in third place in the division. So lots of potential possibilities, and this is a pretty important ballgame. Give me a player to watch, Wes.
Mike, everybody's going to be talking about Alabama's Julio Jones. I want to talk about Alabama's Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
All right.
Certainly, this is a big matchup for the Packers secondary. They saw what he can do in 2014. And as much as Ladarius Gunter might end up being the one that gets the call, the play of Clinton Dix, I think, is going to be really important in this game and how the Packers maybe put that shell over the top of his coverage and making sure you contain him. The Packers understand he's going to get yardage. They know that that's going to happen. But it's all about keeping those gains manageable and making the Falcons beat you in another way.
All right, and my player to watch is a Packers receiver, and it's Jordy Nelson. The Packers threw the ball 56 times against the Chicago Bears, and Nelson had just one catch for 9 yards, three of his teammates with double digits in receptions. I think if the Packers continue with this rhythm throwing and lots of passes in the air, I don't think Jordy Nelson is held to one catch anymore going forward. So number 87 is the guy to keep an eye on. It's the little things, Wes. What do you got?
The Green Bay Packers going into the Georgia Dome for the first time in 5 years. But as it turns out, Mike, also the first time in 6 weeks that they're going to be in a domed road environment. And since going back to that game against the Vikings at the new U.S. Bank Stadium, the dealing with the communication side of it, all the stuff that plays into that, now you're back on the same token going up against the Falcons in their home ground and obviously the last game that the Green Bay Packers will play in that stadium.
Yeah, and for me, the little thing here is protect the football, and I know that's an important thing every week, but Aaron Rodgers has had some ball security issues. He's lost fumbles this year against the Vikings, against the Cowboys, against the Bears. It's an outlier for him. Over the bulk of his career, he's been very good at protecting the football. This Falcons team forces fumbles off the pass rush. Mike McCarthy pointed out on Friday that of the 8 forced fumbles by the Falcons defense, 6 of them have come because of the edge pressure. So it's paramount for the Packers to protect the football here and not turn it over. Wes, the Packers win if they can maintain that 50% third down conversion rate they have on offense, which is number one in the NFL right now. The Packers move the ball, move the chains consistently against the Chicago Bears, dominated time of possession. If they can continue to do that and convert on third down, I think that limits the opportunities for Julio Jones and the big plays for the Falcons offense, and that's how the Packers can come out with a victory.
Yeah, definitely, Mike. And I think the Packers win. As much as we're going to talk about Julio Jones this weekend, if you get the pressure on Matt Ryan in the pocket, that's the biggest key. I thought Associate Head Coach Winston Moss pointed this out. Every week it's a point of emphasis to pressure the pocket, but with Ryan it's really important because not only does he have Jones that he can go to at any time, they do a lot of stuff underneath with their running backs as well. So the less time that he has to navigate back there, the better chance that the Packers are going to have to win this game.
Yeah, pass rush is the pass defense's best friend. Yeah. So with that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts, but stay tuned to Packers.com and your social media channels for all the in-game and post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll